Live from the Journeys Group Studio, this is Taking Care of Business.
Good day, this is Tommy Pate.
And this is George Pate.
Taking Care of Business. Today is tax week.
Why would you... I'm going to burst into tears in a minute.
Why should I carry the burden of my pain alone?
I mean, I've already been in a foul mood all week. And, you know, depending on when you're listening to this, tax day might have been yesterday or a few days ago. I had already kind of, I'm not going to say come to terms because I don't agree with it, but I had made my peace, I suppose. And now you're just like ripping open an old wound.
I haven't made my peace yet.
Let's talk about that, shall we?
I don't mind being taxed. I do mind how the people in Washington, D.C., and to a lesser extent, Raleigh, spend my tax dollars.
What really bothers me, I think, is the disproportionate amount of taxes that are paid by...
No, now don't even start that because the rich don't pay their fair share.
No, I'm going to start that right now. No,
this is people like you that are causing problems in this country by not redistributing the wealth and giving to those people that don't have it.
And I'm pointing, though
you can't see on the radio, I'm pointing my finger at you.
The amount of income tax that you and I paid, they're redistributing the wealth, I can promise you. I mean, you and I are not wealthy by any, as compared to
Definitely not now.
Yeah, I mean, as compared to the super rich. And you and I were talking about the other
day. Even compared to the common rich,
yeah,
we're not wealthy.
Yeah, I mean, we are not wealthy. We're not super rich. You and I were talking the other day about the amount of income taxes that we both paid. Granted, mine is much less than yours. So take what I say with a grain of salt. But I was doing the math the other day, and I said, how in the world can the two of us have paid this much in income tax individually? We paid this much in income tax, and somehow at the end of the year, I still owe money. And now, what I owed was a lot less than what you owed. But when you told me what you owed, I said there is no way. Had to kind of radio censor that for a second. I said there is no way you've already paid this much in income tax. And I'm not going to say the numbers, but I said there's no way you paid this much and you still owe this much.
And
I said somewhere along the way,
paid exactly what our CPA told us to pay.
That's what I mean. That's what I don't understand. I said, how in the world is it that far off? Something is not adding up here. And it's just, it drives me insane. The disproportion of the way taxes are paid. You know, again, I don't mind paying my fair share. I will do it. Because it's part of the privilege of living in this country. The way that the money is being used, I don't necessarily agree with. But, I mean, my word, what more do they want? How much more can they possibly take from us? It's like, my goodness.
Well, and you hear, I'll tell you what, let's introduce ourselves because this is actually part of the show today.
Yeah, it kind of ties into it.
Yeah, my name is Tommy Pate. I'm a certified financial planner with the Journeys Group.
And I'm George Pate. I'm a financial advisor with the Journeys Group.
We are an independent registered investment advisory firm in Aiden, North Carolina, just outside of Greenville, North Carolina. Our phone number is 252-746-6785. Again, 252-746-6785. You can find us on the web at www.thejourneysgroup.com. Again, www.thejourneysgroup.com. Our website has a variety of financial articles that rotate through. It has our contact information and our schedule if you want to get an appointment with us. It has our physical location. It also has links to YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. Mm-hmm. Has our upcoming events, which we'll talk about in just a second. And it has a link to our podcast, Taking Care of Business. We're on, I think, 19 different podcast platforms. And so if you miss a show and want to go listen to it, that's where to go. Did I cover everything?
I think so, yeah. Did you want to talk a little bit more about the event real quick?
In Edenton on May the 2nd and May the 4th, which is a Tuesday and Thursday night, we're having a two-night event. Since it's on two nights, we call it a two-night event.
Yeah, funny how that works.
$25 covers both nights. Night one, we're going to cover Medicare and Social Security. And night two, we're going to help you figure out what your retirement is. We're going to show you how to add the numbers up and let you figure out what's going on. Kind of a different approaches. It's very much an interactive night. The second night will be when you go home from that meeting, you will know you'll know fairly closely what your retirement income is going to be as it stands right now. If you're interested in attending that, call our office at 252-746-6785 and talk to Kinsey. Or you can go on to our website, www.thejourneysgroup.com. There's a link there as well. You do have to sign up. You can't just show up. We got to know how many people are going to be there. May the 2nd and 4th, Eatonton Chamber of Commerce from 6 to 8 both nights. Feeds you snacks and non-alcoholic beverages.
Yep.
Now, back to our ranting raving.
Yes.
We are getting more and more phone calls from people lately that are deeply concerned about the security of their finances because of the buffoons that are in Washington, D.C. running this country.
I think that's an insult to buffoons.
Well, buffoon, not baboon.
That's still an insult. Yeah.
I'm 63, and I have never in my life seen such a flagrant disregard of the American people or what this country needs, just blows my dadgum mind. And people are really getting antsy about it. We're having a lot of people that call our offices and going, are you sure I'm going to be able to retire? And they're not asking because of the market, or they're not asking because of the interest rate. They're asking because they're losing faith in the federal government rapidly. And what was a drip is now a steady stream. Yeah. I shouldn't say the federal government. They're losing faith in the people that lead the federal government. And I'm not talking about just the moron Democrats. I'm talking about the moron Republicans, too.
We're talking about any politician, any career politician in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean,
any career politician anywhere. This is not.
Well, career politician is an oxymoron. That's not what it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Yeah. But there's a lot of unrest, and I'm not talking about civil war. I mean, there are a lot of people that are extremely nervous about their personal financial security because of the direction this country seems to be going. I mean, you know, I just go ahead and say it. You know, you can, you know, you're inviting drag queens to children's preschool and elementary school. I mean, what? You have to have a license to fish or hunt or do most anything else, but you can come across the border for free. Did you know that we have a website now that if you're an illegal immigrant?
I really wish you wouldn't finish whatever you're about to say.
We have a website that if you're an illegal immigrant, it's actually an app.
Mm.
You can request an appointment with the Department of Homeland Security to be allowed admission to the United States of America. You're an illegal immigrant, and the Department of Homeland Security
is going to let you in.
Has an app that will let you make an appointment to come into the United States.
Well, the head of the Department of Homeland Security is quite possibly, well, no, he's not the biggest moron in D.C., but he's not far. I mean, I saw an interview recently it wasn't an interview, it was a congressional hearing that was led by Ted Cruz. And, I mean, he was grilling the guy, and the guy had no answers about border security, which is right now is that guy's primary job. When you were talking about the people losing faith in the government, and you've never seen something like this, I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, it's funny, for most of my adult life, this is really what I've known. I mean, which is a real shame, but I was just sitting here thinking, you know, I'm not even surprised anymore by the things that they do. And then you say something like that, and I'm blown away. I mean, I don't understand what part of illegal people don't understand.
Well, you've got, really, if you think about it, if you watch any official from this administration,
oh my Lord,
that gets grilled at a press conference or a congressional hearing, they have no clue. And it's becoming more and more obvious that the people in charge are not really in charge.
Well, unfortunately, one of the things I've noticed is, like, I'm thinking specifically of the White House press secretary.
Oh my God.
I mean, okay.
her about talking puppet.
Yes, but her job is impossible because they're putting her up there to talk favorably about a government that has about an administration that has done nothing favorable. Hmm. I mean, all she's doing is being a mouthpiece. Now, that does not excuse her not doing her job, but I have to sympathize with her because she's got an impossible position. I mean, they're asking her because she can't stand up there and tell the truth about what's really happening. No. Because if people knew what was really happening, that would be terrible. Yeah. I mean, that would, you know, that, but anyway.
All right. So people are afraid. We're seeing more and more concerns from people that are saying, is Social Security going to be around? Mm-hmm. Is my money safe? Will I be able to retire?
You know, what are the chances of me, the dollar going under? That's, we're hearing a lot of these, it's no longer just, man, this administration is terrible. It's
not National Enquirer stuff anymore. It's front page stuff.
Yeah. It's like, man, a lot of people think we're on the verge of just a total collapse. And there's a lot of fear and unrest. I'm sure a lot of y'all have heard it from people or maybe even feeling it yourself, specifically when it comes to your finances. Yeah.
So how do we combat this? All right, always do the right thing. We have a tendency, we as Americans have a tendency to compare ourselves to other people. And you really should only compare yourself to yourself. Are you better than you were yesterday? It doesn't matter that George, for example, has to deal with having me as a dad. I mean, it's an impossible standard to live up to.
It is. I mean, I look at him and people wonder why I'm depressed because I can never possibly reach that height.
And George thinks to himself, I've got to drop my IQ by 50%. I've got to gain 200 pounds and I've got to increase my obnoxiousness level to be like him. But really think about this. What I'm saying though, is that, there are basically three things you have to take care of: your faith, your family, and yourself. All right, your faith, are you tithing? Are you giving back to God? That is a clear sign of confidence in the Lord. Remember, the money that you have ain't your money. It's His money. Your family, are you spending the appropriate time and money with them? Are you taking trips? Do you take time off to watch your kids play soccer or gymnastics or t-ball, whatever it is? Are you making sure that your spouse knows he or she is number one in your life? And yourself, are you taking time for your hobbies? Are you broadening your horizons and stretching yourself? Are you looking at new things to do, new opportunities to explore for yourself? And most people are going to say, I either can't afford that or I don't have time. And that's bunk both cases. Mm-hmm. 99% of what you can't afford, you can afford.
You may not be able to afford it right now. But you can't afford it if you're willing to wait for it or work for it or most of the time both of those together.
And the other reason I don't have time, you don't have time because you're not making time.
Yeah, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. Nobody has any second longer than anybody else. And if somebody that is in the same situation as you, I mean, every down to the letter, same situation, has the time to do all of these things and take care of all of these things, why can't we? I don't want to say why can't you because I don't want to feel like we're targeting anybody.
Yes, we are. You, the one driving the red car, that's reaching for the radio station to change the channel right now. but, compare yourself to yourself and that's it. All right, finances. The biggest consternation we have from people is that they live paycheck to paycheck. And they live paycheck to paycheck because they don't save money. And they don't save money because they live paycheck to paycheck.
It's a vicious feedback loop. Yeah.
And here's the truth of the matter. I have never met anyone in 39 years of doing this. I've never met a soul that couldn't save money. They may not want to psychologically. So save from every paycheck. If you can't do it any other way, have automatic methods. Look, I have two different accounts that draft out of my checking account every Friday that are pure unadulterated savings accounts.
I can think of off the top of my head three or four different mechanisms that I have where money automatically comes out before I ever see it. And I kind of laugh when I say this sometimes. Somehow I find a way to live without that money. And I mean, it's if I really stop to think about how much money automatically comes out of like my paycheck or my checking account every month, I would probably be astonished that I don't notice that much is gone. Now, I'm not saving $20,000 a month, but
well, those of you that have children, those of you that are parents, if I said to you, you need to start saving $400 a month, you would say, there's no way I can do that. If the orthodontist said your child needs braces and your payment's $400 a month, you'd find a way to do it.
Yeah.
It's a matter of prioritizing things.
And it's a psychological game.
Remember that if you've got cash in the bank, your stress level will drop by 50%.
Oh, every bit of it.
Use automatic methods to save. Use multiple accounts for multiple purposes. I have an account that's for travel. I have just a normal savings account, which means, you know, repairs and that kind of
thing. You probably got four or five different savings accounts because they're all for different things.
They're all for different purposes. Second thing of finances, actively plan your retirement. Know what your goals are and what you need to save. So many of you out there are never really paying that much attention to retirement. Well, you know, I put 2% in my 401k. Is that going to be enough? Most of you don't know. Be an active participant in your retirement. It's no one's responsibility but yourself. There's a contingent of you out there that think the federal government is supposed to take care of you. You're wrong. All right, I'm not even going to color code that. You are totally 100% wrong.
They can't even take care of themselves. Why would you expect them to take care of anybody?
The only responsibility, only person responsible to take care of you is you. So actively plan your retirement. If you need help, call us, 252-746-6785. We'll run the numbers and show you what it is. Now, actively plan for retirement means that you know what the end game is. You know how old you want to be when you retire. You know how much income you want. Look at your accounts every quarter. Again, get hold of your situation. Understand the corporate plans that are offered to you and make sure you maximize what's being offered. If you have a 401k and they match the first 6%, then put in 6%.
You know, we see people all the time, you know, if I ask somebody, hey, are you, you know, do you have a 401k? They said, yeah, I do. And then I say, are you participating? Oh, yeah. What are you putting in? 1%? And it's like, okay, be realistic about if you're going to participate, do it. Don't go half in. Don't, I mean, we talk about the 6% match here. If you're not doing at least up to the match, that's free money that you're leaving on the table. That's money that they have set aside for you. That you're not taking advantage of. Again, it goes back to being an active participant in your retirement plan. You know, be intentional about this stuff. Don't just do it for the sake of doing it. Be intentional about it. Say, okay, this is the opportunity that I have. And so I'm going to take the maximum advantage of it that I can, even if that means cutting back somewhere else. And more often than not, it does. It may mean that, I can't go out to eat, but twice a week now, or, I may have to downgrade my football seats this year for, you know, in order to make up for this savings while we kind of adjust. But again, be active about this stuff and just be aware of it. Be aware of the opportunities and the options that you have, because if you don't know the opportunities that you have, you can't possibly be active and take advantage of them.
So, I mean, right there, we've said, give you three things to do that'll make you unafraid. We got the big four coming up too. Number one, do the right thing. Compare yourself to just yourself. Number two, save money out of every single paycheck. I don't care if it's a buck. Save every paycheck. Number three, actively plan your retirement. And number four, and this is the big one, have confidence in the Lord. You have a Father, a Heavenly Father, that wants nothing but the best for you. You can't control life, but He can. When you tithe, when you pray, when you look to Him for guidance, it's going to work out. There are three answers to prayer. What are they, George?
Yes, no, or not right now. Yep. And more often than not, it's not right now.
Yep. And so you think about this. If you are trying to better yourself as a person, making yourself a better parent, if you're saving a little bit of money out of every paycheck, if you know what your retirement circumstances are, where you're going, how you're going to get there, and if you have an active relationship in the creator of the world, no matter how stupid the federal government is, how bad can they hurt you?
I think the main thing here is that there are certain things that we cannot control. Like, I cannot control what the federal government does, much to my chagrin and dismay. I cannot control at a federal level, at a government level, what happens. I can't even control what goes on at a state level. What I can control is what goes on in my own life. And I think all of this comes together here with control what you can control in your own life. You know, the things that we've talked about. These are individual things that you can do that you have direct control over. And so take control of those things. Get in the driver's seat. Don't just be a passenger. Get in the driver's seat. And if you're in the driver's seat in control of these things, you're doing everything that you can do. And so I don't mean to dismiss anyone's worries, but if you're doing these things, you're in control of what you can control. I mean, I sound like a self-help coach over here, but I mean, control what you can control. If you're doing those things, there's nothing to worry about, because at that point you've done everything that you possibly can from your end. And at that point, it's time to depend on the Lord at that point. I mean, there's nothing more you can do as a human being, as an individual. And so if there's nothing else that you can do, why worry about it? I'm talking to me here now, because my mom gets on me about this all the time. She used to be a worrier, and she said, I got rid of it and think I gave it to you, talking to me. And I mean, I worry about stuff I can't control all the time. But she tells me, she's like, look, if you can't control it, don't worry about it, because worrying about it's not going to change it. And so fix what you can fix. Take control of what you can take control of, and then don't worry about the rest.
Can you do better than the best you can do?
No, that's it.
Then just do the best you can do.
If you can honestly, and again, this is the hard part. If you can honestly look at yourself and you can say, I'm tithing, I'm saving money, I'm taking care of my family, I'm putting money away for retirement. If you can honestly look at yourself and say, I'm doing all of those things, that's it. I mean, that is all you can, there is nothing more that you can do. So don't worry about it.
So constantly work to improve yourself. Start saving money. I don't care if it's $25 a month. Start saving money. Actively plan your retirement income. Understand that your take-home pay minus tithe, minus savings, my retirement, the rest is your money. As opposed to the rest is your money, what's left is we'll do savings, retirement, and tithe. And last but not least, have confidence in the Lord. You have got the creator of the universe in your corner pulling for you. Now, does that mean that if you pray for wealth, it's going to happen? No, does not.
I've tried that. It doesn't work.
Yeah, really? But how many of you that would pray for wealth can honestly say you've done everything you could do to make yourself wealthy? That you stayed out of debt, you've paid off accounts, you've saved money, you've worked hard and got raises. How many of you can say that? If you can say that, I guarantee you're already wealthy. Well, you're well on the way to becoming that way. Again, frustrating times we live in. So just do some basic fundamentals, and it doesn't matter how
we're struggling to find a good word.
We're trying to find a good word that won't be offensive to everybody in the world.
No,
everybody's
like
thin skinned nowadays.
No, don't worry about that.
If you are, we've
already offended everybody anyway.
The federal government has very little impact on your life if you do those three things. And no matter how low the IQ is of the people running this country, they can only impact you but so much. If you need help with this, if we can pump you up, if nothing
else. I was
going to
say, just give you an encouraging word.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless, of course, you believe that Biden's doing a good job, then you're calling the wrong phone number. Give us a call. And no, I'm not necessarily a Trump fan, you people that just screamed that. So I'm just a non-Biden fan. Give us a call at 252-746-6785. Again, that's 252-746-6785. Do we have all the answers?
No.
But I promise you that you do. Somewhere inside of you is the right answer. Just keep that. Stay in your lane.
Yes.
And do not let other people paint the lines of your lane except yourself.
Wow, that was very profound. That was very impressive.
You are the only one that dictates your lane.
And also keep in mind, you know, we see a lot of people that it's human nature to I guess, keep up with the Joneses, to try and keep up an appearance. Keep in mind that this goes back to not comparing yourself to others, to only comparing yourself to you. Most people that are...
I mean, comparing myself to me, it's a low bar.
Exactly. That, and that's why I do it, because it's so easy to hit it. Most of the time, and we told somebody this recently, you know, they were saying, I feel like all of my colleagues are just so far ahead of me. Keep in mind, most people, if they're talking about that sort of thing, are postulating. They are probably overinflating it to look good in front of you. They're thinking the same thing about you that you're thinking about them. And so, again, stay in your lane. Do what you can do, control what you can control, and let God handle the rest.
That's all I got to say about that.
I really don't have anything else to say. Other than the last 3 years have been incredibly difficult for a lot of reasons, and it makes me so thankful that there's not a politician that's actually in charge of things.
Ain't that the truth?
So, anyway, that's all I got to say.
Anyway, do you hear the music? My earpiece is not saying
I do hear
anything.
The music.
Excellent. Well, we better get out of here then. We appreciate you letting us ride home with you, or visiting with you. Look forward to visiting with you next week. This is Tommy Pate.
And this is George Pate.
Taking care of business.
The proceeding has been a paid program. The advice and opinions expressed by the Journeys Group and their guests are their own and may not reflect the opinions and advice of WTIB or Interbanks Media. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although should not be relied as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Fixed annuities are insurance products. Fixed annuities, rates, returns, and guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability to the underlying insurance company. Please see a statement of understanding and prospectus for a full detail on products discussed. Strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation and, as such, is not intended to be a direct recommendation. Before acting on any information mentioned, you should seek the advice from a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine whether it is suitable for your specific situation. Investment advising services are offered through the Journeys Group, an SEC registered investment advisor.